EPA Chief Lise Alden cancels 400 DEI and environmental justice grants, saves nearly $2 billion. By Paul Bois on March 10, 2025. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, Administrator Lise Alden announced that his department canceled over 400 DEI and environmental justice grants, saving nearly $2 billion. In a press release on Monday, the EPA said the grants were canceled with the assistance of the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE. The grants were reportedly identified across 9 unnecessary programs with a savings totaling $1.7 billion. This marks the fourth round of EPA DOGE-partnered cancellations as the administrator oversees a line-by-line review of spending, bringing the total taxpayer dollars saved to more than $2 billion since being sworn in, the release said. Working hand-in-hand with DOGE to rein in wasteful federal spending, EPA has saved more than $2 billion in taxpayer money, said EPA Administrator Alden. It is our commitment at EPA to be exceptional stewards of tax dollars. The announcement comes weeks after Alden pledged to recover the $20 billion in taxpayer funds lost by the Biden administration to climate projects. Alden made the announcement in February when he charged the Biden administration of throwing gold bars off the Titanic in relation to the money lost on climate projects that he said was a rush job with reduced oversight. The days of irresponsibly shoveling boatloads of cash to far-left activist groups in the name of environmental justice and climate equity are over, Alden said. The American public deserves a more transparent and accountable government than what transpired these past 4 years. Alden said the EPA would also terminate its contract with the bank overseeing the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund, a program that emerged from Biden's 2022 climate policy. The fund seeks to leverage public and private dollars to invest in clean energy technologies such as solar panels, heat pumps and more, per the Washington Post. Though he did not mention the bank by name, Citi had an agreement with the Biden administration to oversee the release of $20 billion under the program to nonprofit groups and states, according to publicly available documents. Alden referenced a video from December by Project Veritas that featured an EPA official saying that the Biden administration was trying to get the money out as fast as possible before they come in and stop it all. It truly feels like we're on the Titanic and we're throwing like gold bars off the edge, the official added. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.